Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
All right, Adam Berry, 8:30, a couple hours from now. We love talking to him. He's really grown into a great radio guest, Adam Berry from MLB.com, covers the Pirates. Like to have a lot of fun with him, big Florida guy.
Oh, he's all about the Gators.
Ohio State ever play Florida in a big football game, Jeff?
Not that I recall.
How'd that go?
I don't remember. Was there one? He may have reminded me of one, but I can't remember it.
Oh, anyway. D'Angelo Williams, yeah, he didn't play in any big football games in college because he played at Memphis. I distinctly remember this. D'Angelo Williams, Ray Fittipaldo and I were talking about this once. They had like a Heisman vote, so you would get these trinkets and different things like vote for my guy, vote, and it'd be like a notepad every once in a while. You'd get these things, right? These like different
tchotchkes.
Yeah, the sports information department sent out. I remember getting a D'Angelo Williams like matchbox car looking thing. Yeah, and that's what they sent out. It was like a die-cast car. Somebody will find it. Text it to us, 412-928-9370, or tweet it to us, at Fan Morning Show. I'm sure someone put it on. I'm sure it's on eBay somewhere. Mm-hmm. A D'Angelo Williams die-cast. Vote for D'Angelo Williams for Heisman. I think I might still have it in my basement somewhere. Anyway.
It didn't work.
No, but he was really good in college. Nonetheless.
Yeah. Had a right tire that went out every once in a while.
He's had a pretty decent pro career, and now he's jobless. He's looking for a job. But how about this? D'Angelo Williams says, I know I'm a free agent, but four teams, nah, I don't want to play for. Browns and the Jags, they stink, so I don't want to play for them. The Panthers, they fired me, so screw them. I don't want to go play for them. But then the Cowboys. I don't want to play for the Cowboys. Did you guys catch the reason why he didn't want to play for the Cowboys? Did you catch this?
I heard, but not the reason. I heard the same thing you did, but I didn't hear the reason.
Yeah, D'Angelo Williams doesn't want to play for the Cowboys. And here, I'm pulling it up, and I'm reading the story. He said, the Cowboys, they win. They just don't ever show up during the playoffs. They always disappear in the playoffs. I got a great depiction of the Cowboys fan base. During the regular season last year, they're on cloud nine. You couldn't tell them anything because they're going to win a championship. That's all they said. Fans just got extremely super annoying. Then the minute they lose, they either got cheated, somebody was hurt, the excuses started flowing. It's just amazing to me that fan base, just in general, can't handle defeat. Still, to this day, they said that Dez catch against Green Bay was a catch, and that's why he doesn't want to go play.
Has nothing to do with the fact that Ezekiel Elliott gets every carry down there.
I know. But what fan base isn't like that, really? If the Steelers lose, well, you know, Le'Veon Bell got hurt. If this team, look, if Seattle loses, right? Oh, Steelers screwed them in a Super Bowl. Like, isn't every fan base to a degree unwilling to accept that maybe the other team was better that day?
There's a guy right there who's ready to retire.
Yes.
That's one of those, I can be as picky as I want because I don't care if I never wear a helmet again.
The difference with the Cowboys is you'll hear that from those fan bases in that town. With Dallas, you hear it across the country.
And that's the D'Angelo Williams viewpoint on all this, but it opens up a bigger discussion at 412-928-9370. Isn't every fan base crybabies and whiners when they lose? Like, really, doesn't every fan base, is there really a true fan base that just says, we accept defeat, we lost, you know what?
Cleveland.
Go shake.
They know. They know from day one leaving camp, they didn't get screwed.
Let's go shake their hand. They were better than us. Cleveland's the only one?
That's it.
Because they know they stink. Jacksonville? Well, maybe.
You see them shaking hands at the end of every season.
But,
of course there aren't because it's either an official or it's this player sucks or the coach sucks or the GM is an idiot or the
and they
don't
even
cheap.
Realize they suck when they suck. Oh, we're the best 0-4 team ever. Oh, okay, that's awesome. We're the best 1-5 teams. No one wants to play us. Well, I think a lot of people would like to play you.
Absolutely. Oh, and by the way, our friend Josh, who listens every day in Raleigh, he tweeted a picture. He found the Memphis D'Angelo Williams diecast car. Vote
very
for
nice.
Yep, there it
if
is.
Anyone would, it would be
my
him.
Man. It's out there on Twitter now. Great stuff. So did our friend Chris. He found it as well. Great stuff. I guess it's on eBay. Anyway, 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. He also says, D'Angelo Williams, he'd be open to coming back to the Steelers. I'm not ruling Pittsburgh out, he told Adam Schefter in a podcast. Well, Pittsburgh's ruling you out, considering now Davis is here and James Conner was drafted.
Yeah, unless there are injuries.
Right.
And if there are, I think he would be welcome back. And they're probably keeping that line of communication open just in case. But, yes.
Revisionist history. Did they use him correctly last year? Should he have continued to be used more when Le'Veon Bell came back? Because it went from a whole lot to a whole lot of nothing with D'Angelo Williams.
You know, I'm not going to go there because Le'Veon Bell is a superstar. And you want a superstar to touch the ball as much as possible. So I would say no.
I think situationally, yes. I think, you know, you kept feeding, you're feeding. Even when you had games in your pocket, you kept feeding Bell, not because he needed the stats, just because that's what you do to keep them happy. I think there are times where he could have been used more.
It gets into that danger, though. And, you know, Mike Tomlin promised, for the most part, that he'd run Willie Parker's legs off, and he did, and those wheels fell off. You might want to be a little careful if you're Le'Veon Bell. As much as you want to get stats, as much as you want to be the man out on the field, there's a coach that pretty much promised those. You might want to look out for your wheels a little bit.
But see, that's where it gets tough, too, because let's say it's 3rd and 2, and you hand the ball off to D'Angelo, and he gets stuffed. You think anyone in town will say, Le'Veon would have gotten that? Oh. Or think anyone in that room would have said, why isn't Le'Veon
or seven, there? Well, if they're up by 17, then I would say, okay.
Yeah, in that situation, yes. But you know my point is...
Of course.
You want your best player out there, and games mattered, and he's your best guy.
And if Bell doesn't get a long-term contract...
He wasn't around in the...
I'm running his legs off, by the way. Bell.
Oh, absolutely. I thought D'Angelo Williams was a wrestler now anyway. Isn't he doing that?
Yeah. He did do that.
Is he?
And remember, D'Angelo also wasn't healthy himself. I mean, he's. If you want to get on D'Angelo's good side, you would go in the locker room and you would talk to him about wrestling. Then all of a sudden, he goes from being someone that doesn't want to talk to you and is a borderline jerk to, hey, you're my buddy because you know John Cena's mom's name.
He's into that WWE, huh? That's his thing.
Woof.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.